Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanis Gober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. You have some passages, so. Oh, this was one that I had that one too. Yeah.
Why, yes. So, yeah, as I mentioned, one of them I loved was that where he's reflecting on why he kills, and that it could be something for pleasure, because, you know, men are the ones who, alone among the animals, kill for pleasure. So I love that as a top quote. And then this goes right along with one you had chosen.
This is when she's thinking, right?
Yeah. This is Jane here. She realized the spell that had been upon her in the depths of that far-off jungle, but there was no spell of enchantment now in prosaic Wisconsin.
And I love the word spell. It's like she was under a spell, you know, and haven't we all felt, so, you know, at some point in our lives, we've met someone and we're just like, you know, so like, attracted to them, or, you know, it's like a spell, you know. There are songs about that, right? I mean, that's a pretty good quote.
Right. So I think that probably for the purposes of our standalone quote, probably your longer one is going to be more suitable.
But so we would use this in discussion, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next one I had was one that you had already had. And okay. I agree that this needs to be one not for the standalone, but for discussion.
Right.
That was about eating
the flesh of the black man. Yeah.
Yeah. White guy who can't be a cannibal.
Exactly. I'm tired. Jeez.
The next one is just kind of a highlight from the an earlier passage. And could she love where she feared?
That's a great quote. Let's keep that one in there, because that definitely could be standalone. People wouldn't even know it was from this book. It could be from so many things. Because I think that's a very good just question, you know, human question. Could she have loved where she feared? And you know, it could be a he too. I mean, you know, it's a relationship, it's a romance, it's that leap of faith. Right. And I mean, it's the bad boy, right?
Exactly.
You know, in some ways it goes beyond Tarzan of the Apes. And it's, you know, the answer is yes. A lot of women love someone that they also have a little bit of fear about, right? It may not be physical fear. It may be fear of, if I hook up with this bad boy, I'm probably going to get hurt. Or, you know, it's, you know, you just, you know, I can't quite verbalize what I'm trying to say, but there's this element of fear of what could happen next, you know, what, you know, the long-term effect or outcome or something in a poor choice.
It'd be a great one for debate, because I'm thinking of like the biblical line of, you know, love casts out all fear.
Yeah. Really? I love might disguise it or masquerade it, but I don't know if it casts it out, you know, in the real world.
Even comes down to how you define love. And is it love versus that primeval attraction? Anyway, next quote. In his savage untutored breast, new emotions were stirring. He could not fathom them. He wondered why he felt so great an interest in these people, why he had gone to such pains to save the three men, but he did not wonder why he had torn Sabor from the tender flesh of the strange girl.
Yeah, I love that. And Sabor is the tiger. So he has saved Jane and the three men from the tiger. And I love that he's like, why I care about these men, but I know why I care about this woman. You know, I mean, this is sex. This is sexual attraction. This is, you know, it's pretty cool. I like that quote.
Yep, there was a little bit more to the quote.
Yeah, but this is good, yeah. Okay, go ahead,
surely the men were stupid and ridiculous and cowardly. Even Manu, the monkey, was more intelligent than they. If these were creatures of his own kind, he was doubtful if his past pride and blood was warranted. But the girl, that was a different matter. He did not reason here. He knew that she was created to be protected and that he was created to protect her.
I love that. I love that. The longer quote, I mean, the first paragraph is great. You know, the longer quote is even better because it gives us even more insight into how Tarzan is, for the first time in his life, you know, having this reaction to a female.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That it's all about, you know, I was created to protect her. She was created, the weaker sex, to be protected. I mean, it's so manly, that chest thumping.
It is. So I like it because we can get in kind of the gender relations in there, but also I love that, like, he's like, well, I've been thinking about, you know, how I must be one of these white apes, these people that I see in this book. Hey, that's great. But oh man, they're not really all that great in real life, are they?
Yeah.
So exactly. I love that moment of disillusionment that he experiences.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Do you want to make this one top tier, second tier?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I'll put it as a second tier.
Yeah.
Okay. When Tarzan killed, he more often smiled than scowled, and smiles are the foundation of beauty.
That is such a strange, I love that quote. I'm so glad you picked it. It is so strange to be talking about killing and smiling and scowling and smiles and beauty. I mean, that's got to be a top tier. For nothing else, we just got to figure out what the hell he's trying to say, you know?
Yeah, it's like a makeup commercial.
But there, if you really though, if you think about it, there's deeper in that is, you know, even when he's being violent, he smiles, and that's an attractive thing, making the violence attractive. There's a lot going on in that very short, weird quote. So I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just making a couple notes real quick before we advance. Okay. Men were indeed more foolish and more cruel than the beasts of the jungle. How fortunate was he who lived in the peace and security of the great forest. So there, I just liked it because
civilization versus nature, right. You know,
right.
Who's and, really, you know, you're too young to have experienced it, but I think in the 70s, there was a huge movement of dropping out. You know, people, my parents talked about dropping out. They wanted to get a cabin in the woods somewhere, and we would go live there and live off the land. And I'm pretty sure the only reason they didn't do it was because they had four kids and it would be like really hard. But I mean, they wanted to drop out, you know, so that kind of speaks to that, I think.
Mm-hmm. For myself, I always assume that a lion is ferocious, and so I am never caught off my guard.
I love that. That's great.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's such a great, you know, attitude. It's like, hey, I recognize when something's dangerous, and I'm never not aware of that danger, you know. I mean, that's like, he's not living in fear, he's living in his reality is that life is dangerous and he's ready. I think that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that one will be one of our standalone passages. I don't think there's enough in it to inspire a lot of art, but if we have it there. Man, some of these quotes I like so much, I put them in here multiple times. So
see,
I'm just going through.
Yeah.
I'm just going to delete the ones that are in there multiple times. I think I've gotten to the end of my list.
Okay, great. I love all these. I can't wait to come back and talk about them more. Yeah, and then our final book that we'll talk about is, I can't even think. Oh, this is our final book.
This is final one, yeah.
Okay, we made it through all of them. Yay, good. So next time we'll be talking about individual books and the passages and which passage we want to select. We have discussed some potential passages. This is going to be so hard, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My gosh. But we'll do it. We will get our final four. Gosh darn it.
Yes, we will.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of the potential passages from all four of our books chosen for the 2021 NICE Project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.